Hi love, I'm Kath. Welcome to the Rising Modern Woman podcast. I'm a lifestyle blogger and a mindset mentor. If you love personal development, spirituality, and manifestation, this podcast is meant for you. Here, I share golden nuggets that can help you as you navigate life and create the life of your dreams. Hi guys, thank you for choosing to spend time with me today, and I hope you're having a great day. Before I get into the meat of this episode, I have an announcement that I would like to make. I decided to release my podcast episodes every Monday, 6 p.m. Philippine time. I actually had so much fun recording the last episode, and I realized that I love sharing virtually and telling stories. My heart still feels so warm after having the chance to do that through this podcast. And I also want to make every episode range from 15 to 30 minutes, so I hope that this episode reaches that mark. If you're wondering, I record my podcast episodes very late at night, so it's quiet, and it's during the late night talk that we actually get to say what we really want to say. And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to imagine that we're simply chatting as friends, you know, chill vibes. Kind of reminds me of when Rufa May said the lines that goes, "Sana maayos niyo na yan, kasi hurt ka, hurt siya." If you get the reference, then we can be really good friends. Today's topic might be quite heavy, and there might be a bit of a spice between the lines that I'll say. If you have a small business or planning to have one, or maybe you want to pursue a passion, or you just want to try something new, I think that you would deeply resonate with this episode. But even if you're not into that, you'll find something to learn and take in on this episode. Just a disclaimer, these are the hard facts that I had to accept while I'm on this journey. Before you think about starting a business, a personal brand, or anything else, you have to know your why. Maybe you have heard about this before, but this information is out there because it's very important. You have to know your intention, the reason behind starting something. So you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? What's the purpose of this? What do I want to achieve through this? Your why will keep you going when things get hard and when you don't see results. So just to share, it took me almost a year to start Rising Modern Woman simply because I had to look within myself. I had to ask myself why I wanted to do this, and I want to make sure that I can commit. In my first few weeks, I got 0 likes, probably 10 at most, but I kept on going because I know why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I don't want anyone else to feel how I felt before, and I want to provide a safe space, a loving support, and a helping hand, and I knew that it would matter. Another smoked paprika truth bomb is that you have to drop any form of entitlement. Just because you have started something, that does not mean that people will automatically get hyped about it. You have to stay consistent and provide value for people to trust you. We can't expect to grow by doing the bare minimum. I had days when I was like, I can't even get my own mom to read my blogs. And if I let that stop me, then I wouldn't be speaking here right now and having such a great blessing to make others feel like they have someone with them on their personal development journey. The thing is, if you have something to share to the world, whether it's your talent, your photography, your amazing writing skills, your product, or whatever it is, it would be such a disservice to keep that to yourself, knowing that there are people out there that can be inspired by seeing your work. The truth is, you need to build momentum and fight to stay relevant by giving the best value that you can. And though that may sound hard, that's all part of the journey. And we can't grow overnight, but that will only make the victory in the end taste sweeter. Starting this from scratch also made me realize that we are responsible for our future success. Unlike when we were in school, when we had our parents, our teachers, and our peers to encourage us to get high grades, when you become an adult, you have the steering wheel. You have to make choices and you have to be responsible for those choices. This means that it is on your hands if you want to get out of your comfort zone. And that really hit me hard, especially because I was full of excuses before. You can literally imagine me ranting to my friends about not having enough time, yet being able to binge on Netflix after work. Not having enough motivation, too afraid of what other people would think of me, and so on. I had all those thoughts because I just didn't feel comfortable enough to put myself out there. But growth is not found on our comfort zones. It might have taken a long time before I decided to take the leap. But now that I'm on the journey, I feel like my soul was lit up in such a good way. And this also blew my mind. You will never feel ready. Like ever. To give you a timeline, I think I had the idea to start a blog way back in the second quarter of 2020. I told myself that I'm not ready, I don't know anything, and so on. And I can't put myself out there. Like, who am I to write? You can imagine me having all those excuses lined up. In the fourth quarter of 2020, I decided to create my blog site. It was already ready and prepared in November 2020, but I never felt like it was polished enough. My words seemed so unrelatable. I didn't feel ready and confident. I only got to launch it this March 2021, and even though I decided to finally put something out there, it wasn't because I'm ready. It was because I chose to take the leap despite the fear of criticism and not being good enough. And whenever I receive messages thanking me for something that I put out there, it makes me want to go back in time and launch whatever I had earlier. If I did, I probably would have been on my 20th episode now. The thing is, there is no perfect timing. The sooner you take action, the sooner you get the results that you want, and the sooner you are able to help and inspire others. It takes a lot of commitment, courage, and hard work to make something work. Whether it's a business, a relationship, a course, and all else. However, it is not impossible to create great results by choosing to invest in your craft every day and invest in yourself as well. Before I end this episode, I want to answer a question that I received on my website. I'll play the question and I'll answer it afterwards.
Hi. I'm not sure if you'll be able to recognize me, but I just wanna drop my question here. So, my question is, why is self-love so hard to achieve? It's actually my personal struggle for years now, and I'm not sure if it's just me or is it normal to feel that way, to feel that it's so hard to love yourself and believe that you can do good things and that you deserve good things. So there, that's my question. Looking forward to hear your thoughts about it through your podcast. Thank you and keep safe.
That was such a beautiful question and I actually almost teared up while listening to it for the first time. And thank you so much for that. I want to dedicate an entire episode talking about this and I'll probably will, but here's my perspective on it for now. Why is self-love hard to achieve? We find it really hard to love ourselves because we were never taught how to love ourselves. We were always taught to put other people's needs before us. We were always taught to consider the feelings of everyone else before we even consider our own. The advice we always read and hear is to keep the peace, be the bigger person, understand if you can, and so on. It seems like the culture we have promotes selfless... It seems like the culture we have promotes selflessness to the point that we glorify it. However, the times are changing. The age of Aquarius actually gives light to recognizing our inherent value and putting ourselves first before anyone and anything outside of us. This is the best time to remember your worthiness and how you shine as an individual. I honestly struggled and still struggle to love myself, and for so long, I think I had a wrong understanding of it. I thought that I was loving myself and I wanted to change for the better. In the past, I hated myself and wanted that version of myself to change. There is a strong and heavy emphasis on changing that version of me and not wanting to be associated with that version. What I learned in my journey is that in order for you to actually be able to grow while loving yourself fully, you must first give love to the current self that you have right now. Instead of imagining shedding that version and completely transforming to an entirely new person, nourishing that current version of you will make it easier for you to accept yourself, even though you are not yet that version of yourself you want to be. I have a visualization meditation that I use that helped me draw out the feeling of forgiving and nurturing myself. Maybe you can also try this out. In this method, you simply visualize your future self on each aspect. You imagine her career, her home, her relationships, her lifestyle, and so on. And in the end, while looking at that version of you, you imagine her being aware that you're watching her. And the moment that you lock eyes with her, see the familiarity. See the familiarity of the eyes that you always look at in the mirror. You are that best version of you, and wherever you are right now, you deserve all the love and understanding that you will give that best version of you because you are her. Whenever you struggle to love yourself, remember that you are not alone. Each of us carries a part of ourselves that we somehow want to change or let go of. But remember that as long as you're trying, that is more than enough. I think that this episode is shorter than how I intended it to be, but I really had fun recording this. And I think that's all I have to say for now. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sending me messages. There's nothing else that warms my heart than seeing you guys appreciating this content and using this content for your own personal development. I'll see you very soon. I'm sending all my love. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Feel free to ask questions on my website, risingmodernwoman.com. Wishing you a wonderful day ahead, and I'll see you in the next episode.